T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Right now on the Jeff and Jen Show, we want to know what happened to make you take a drinking hiatus. One of our own started her big night out with 10 toenails and didn't wake up with that many the next day. Her story here in just a second. But first, Savannah in Sandy Springs, what made you take a drinking hiatus?
So I called the police on my boyfriend saying I'd been kidnapped because I drank so much I forgot who he was.
You forgot who he was, and this is your boyfriend?
So we had been together about 6 months at the time. There were pictures of us together all over the apartment. My dog was there. I had no excuse. I was day drinking at the pool, and I woke up and just slipped out. And his roommates were like, this girl can't come around anymore.
Oh, my God.
You're a crazy girlfriend.
So the cops show up, and your boyfriend's got to be like, we're dating. Like, look at my Instagram. There's a picture of her on my bathroom mirror.
Look at the walls all over the house. I mean, we had pictures everywhere. We were in school together at the time. And so they were just kind of like, yeah, she probably needs to sleep it off and left.
All right. How long did you go without drinking after that?
So this would have been right at the beginning of law school. And I actually held off throughout almost all of law school after that. So about another 2 years.
Good for you. Wow.
I think that
was an impactful night.
I don't think I have ever been so drunk to think that my significant other was a kidnapper.
That's got to be pretty bad. Wow. All right. 404-263-0941 one of these.
No way will that get topped. Will it, Jen?
Giving up drinking for 2 years all the way through law school is pretty good. But
I'm not talking about the length of the dry spell. I'm talking about calling the cops on a kidnapper who happens to be the guy you're dating.
I don't know. Missing a toenail or a digit the next day is pretty bad because that could be forever. We'll hear Redhead Rachel's story and yours coming up next.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
If you've ever had to give up a drinking hiatus, you know, stop for a little while because something cray has happened to you, then you are going to love this story from Redhead Rachel. All right, so you're going out. This is New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve. Here's what I know. I left my apartment to go out in Buckhead on New Year's Eve. I had 10 toenails. They were all painted, looked super cute. I also know that I woke up on New Year's Day with 9 toenails, the missing one laying next to me, and my apartment, like my bedroom, looking like a bloody crime scene.
A bloody crime scene.
Yeah, and before I saw the toenail, I remember waking up and like looking at the ceiling going, man, my toe really hurts. Like, what is up with that? And my roommate walked in and she's like, to the left, girl. Like, check it out. And there's my toenail. Sad. Laying right next to me.
Okay. And you don't remember how said toenail was removed from your toe.
I have no idea. And I remember being so excited. Like, New Year's Eve was such a pretty night. So I was like, oh, you know, little like romper and my little cute like open-toed shoes. I'm going to go out, have a fun night. I love New Year's. It's my favorite holiday. And yikes, that backfired.
So you leave. So what? So let's just walk. That might be a bad choice of words.
I'm trying.
I was going to just walk you through night. So was it like a girls' night? So it's you and a bunch of girls. And you hit up Buckhead bars.
Mm-hmm.
When is the last? What's the last memory you have of your intact toe? Like dance floor?
Yeah, just like dancing. We went out, and I remember that there were a lot of guys at this bar. Like, we were all kind of like, okay. And I remember my foot getting stepped on at one point.
Okay.
But it didn't, like, hurt after that.
No, because tequila.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, another dance.
Tequila's not my friend.
Everything feels fine with a little
but
tequila.
My roommate said that, and I have no recollection of this, that when we were on our way out of the bar, waiting for our Uber, I was complaining that I had stubbed my toe. I was like, oh, I stubbed my toe, like whining. And she didn't think it was anything. She thought it was just drunk redhead Rachel doing her thing. And then I guess by the time we got home, I was screaming bloody murder. She came into my room and there was blood everywhere. And
you don't remember any of this?
No, I don't. Which I guess is kind of good that I don't remember the pain, but it hurt.
And that
bad the next couple days.
And that was the start of Rachel's dry January.
Yeah, I haven't had a drink since December 31st, 2018.
So all
how
year.
How long do you think you're going to go? Until your toenail grows back?
Oh, no. That's like, I can't do that. No, the toenail's going to take about 12 to 16 months, but I'm trying to at least get through January.
It takes a toenail 16 months to regenerate?
Yeah, they're like bigger and thicker. So they take longer. Like a fingernail is only a couple of months. Like I have a lot of friends who are like, oh, it won't be that bad. And I'm like, you lost your pinky fingernail. That's so different than a big toenail. My right big toenail is gone. I can't wear sandals this summer. It's looking all stubby and gross. I was limping around for like a week.
What kind of?
It does have its own feature on Instagram, though.
It does.
As the Jeff and Jen toe.
It is the Jeff and Jen toe. I've got some pictures of the Jeff and Jen label to put on the old bandage I had and named it Tobias. So it's got, you know, I'm having fun with it, but.
Perfect. Except Rachel.
Yeah.
Except Rachel. Sorry about your toe.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Keep us posted on the regeneration.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.